flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're going to get right into that Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Jimmy and Gretna on the line. How you been, Jimmy? You going to the game tonight?
Hey, man. Hey, look, first off, since y'all are talking about all the Super Bowl traffic, man, maybe I got a shed in the back in my house in Gretna. Maybe I could rent it out, an Airbnb, the shed out for some of these fans coming into town next week.
Good money in that.
What do you think? Get a couple hundred bucks a night for this shed, or what do you think?
At least.
I'm going to give you a one-star review.
Okay, buddy. Listen, all jokes aside, traffic's going to be, I think with the Celtics coming to town tonight, albeit we're not sure if Zion's going to play. It doesn't sound like he's going to play. And, it's still going to be, it seems like the Celtics always bring a big crowd down here. So, I wanted to say something about the Saints deal. We're at the back end of this. We're like the last kid getting picked on the playground here for the game. And it's kind of embarrassing. I know Rizzi's, Kubiak's left, right? So that's the whole premise of, but that doesn't mean, look, the whole, let's run it back with Rizzi for 1 year and do a total rebuild and cut or trade Carr. The whole scenario people play out with this, like, okay, we're in cap hell. Let's just go let Rizzi, let's not throw a real candidate per se.
Right,
into
I hear
the
what you're
fire.
Saying.
Yeah, and let's get out of cap hell. Let's get rid of Carr's albatross-like contract and, just continue to rebuild, get out of cap hell and all that stuff. Let's play it, run it back with Rizzi. Is that still a possibility if the Kellen Moore deal falls apart? I'm fine with Kellen Moore at this point, obviously, but with us waiting, so we got to wait till after the Super Bowl. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think with, we've heard Darren Rizzi's name being mentioned for a few special teams coordinator positions around the NFL. But if the Saints came up to him and said, you know what, after considerations, we want you to be, remain the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, he's going to jump at that opportunity.
I think he probably would. And I would guess that's probably a 1A one. Like, that would be the fallback.
And we know Alvin Kamara and Cam Jordan are supporting it.
Yeah, and that's a big reason why it would be the fallback.
Yeah.
Because, you know that you could sell it in the locker room. And at the end of the day, selling it in the locker room, it'll be tough to sell to the fans as a, this is what we wanted. But if you can sell it in the locker room, then you can, and you go win games, the fans will get on board. So that's the most important thing is, and people are going to get caught up in that. We haven't got a text saying, hey, do you like Kellen Moore as a head coach candidate? I kind of do. He wouldn't have been my first choice. I have some questions. I think there's a little recency bias going on right now because, he's not bringing Saquon Barkley with him. He's not bringing
the
O-line with him. He's going to have to figure all that stuff out here. And I see people saying, they should draft Ginty. And I'm like, no, they shouldn't draft Ginty just because they're going to hire an offensive wizard head coach. He's got to figure that out. Either way, I do. I like Kellen. I like the idea of Kellen. I don't know. We had Babe...
Loffenberg
on, and he talked about, he feels like he can lead a room. He's led the offense on three different teams. That's half the roster already. But we said the same things about DA.
Right.
It's like, now he's just got to do the other half, and he didn't do the other half all that well. So, I'm hopeful. I kind of feel like...
I've watched a few of Kellen Moore press conferences, and I still don't feel like I know the man enough to have really any kind of solid take on him as a leader of a team right now.
He's a football brain. And
for sure, right.
At a certain point, that's all you need. But, you know, you got to be able to do the rest of it, too. And I think for Kellen, the important thing, if you do hire him, is he's got to find the right offensive coordinator to help him in that way. He's got to find a rock star defensive coordinator to figure this thing out. And because here's the thing, like, you can have a great offense if the defense is falling off a cliff like it was during a lot of Drew Brees' tenure. You know, you're not winning that way either. So that's going to be an equally important part of this process, because you got to figure out what your defense is. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't think you're going to bring back a lot of, you know, I don't think you're bringing back Joe Woods. He's not going to be a defensive coordinator.
Right.
Right. He was kind of barely the defensive coordinator under Dennis Allen. It was basically a defensive backs coach. And then all of a sudden he had to run the entire defense, and I don't think it went well. You're going to have to kind of reset the deck there. And, you know, it's a lot of veteran players who will help. But what if you bring in a guy? What if you want to change schemes? What if you want to, you know, get younger and more athletic on the edges? What are you doing there? You know, what if you want to, you know, your linebacker room? I think you have a lot of intriguing linebackers in there, but what if you want to change the system? I don't know. So we'll find out.
Yeah, there's a lot of what ifs in, you know, right now, because
you just don't know. No, you don't know.
Right, exactly.
You can't even ask Kellen because he won't answer the questions.
He can't.
Well, I mean, he could theoretically, but he won't. He can answer those questions more than the Saints can answer those questions.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't know. But I do take issue with the analogy of, like, being the last pick of the playground.
But that's only
if, like, the playground consisted of 32 elite baseball players and you were the 32nd elite baseball player that ended up on the team, right? Like,
I'm just thinking with Kellen Moore, what can he really say? I can already hear Monday night at media night him being asked about the Saints job, and he's like, of course, you know, I appreciate the interest in talking to the Saints, a great organization, really got to know them well, but right now my focus is on, you know, getting the Lombardi Trophy for Philadelphia.
I would suggest that he goes and gets the transcript from Mike Kafka on Tuesday and just repeats exactly what he said. But, you know, he'll say, hey, I'm here. We're about the Eagles right now. We're talking about the
exactly. Eagles. I'll think about those things after the game.
What he should do, right? And I think there were some serious questions about Jonathan Gannon after that Super Bowl. Now, the offense was fine in the Super Bowl. He wasn't the issue. But anytime you lose, there's going to be questions of, was he fully invested?
Sure.
And that's always kind of this awkward thing. It was,
yeah, the players aren't trying anymore because the coach is leaving.
No, I mean, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, you know, when you go and you lay an egg in that situation and suddenly it's like, wow, he's already been talking to Dennis Allen as his defense coordinator.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you have a Super Bowl to win here first? You know, I can understand why fans might be a little peeved about that, but I don't think Kellen's going to fall into that trap.